Good day from The Source listeners. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Gary Hawkins, who is executive chef for 1908 Provisions Restaurant inside the Fairview Inn in Jackson, Mississippi. So Hawkins recently won the Mississippi Seafood Cook-Off and will compete in the Great American Seafood Cook-Off coming up here in early August. So welcome, Chef. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, congratulations, of course, on winning the Mississippi Seafood Cook-Off. How did that feel?
Well, it was a little bit of a surprise, really. We, me and my sous chef went down and, you know, did our dish, and kind of always, I guess, a little surprised when they call your name at the end. You know, they call it third place, second place, and like, okay, well, I either won or I didn't. You know, I didn't get anything. And, so I was kind of surprised in a way. It was a nice surprise, though, but yes.
Wow, that is so great. And then I assume there's quite a few competitors there?
Yes, we competed last year as well, and there was about 12. I think this year there was about 10 or so, about the same amount
okay.
of people from the state.
Okay, great. And so it's tough competition. I know it's always, you know, kind of the top chefs from around the state, and Mississippi definitely has some great seafood chefs, so.
Yeah, well, so much seafood close by. You know, we're just in Jackson, we're just 2.5-3 hours from the Gulf, so it's never too far.
Exactly. Well, what dish did you end up winning with?
We went with redfish.
Okay.
Redfish is quite popular in our state, so we did a pan-roasted redfish over a local sweet potato puree with the Lady P relish, pea shoots, and a lemon thyme browned butter.
Wow, that sounds so delicious. I'm getting hungry right now as we're
speaking. Well, we tried to come up with a dish that was, you know, that did represent the state. It was, you know, obviously all local ingredients from our area. And, you know, really we just tried to keep it simple. You know, it may, I don't know if it's how complex the dish sounds, but in the end, the simple, clean flavors is what won us the title.
Okay.
So there was a lot of, you know, other chefs that, you know, had great ideas, and some of the dishes, I think myself, were a little overthought. You know, had too many ingredients on the dish. So, or were too heavy. So, you know, we went with the lighter side, and turned out to be, you know, beneficial for us. I do remember one of the judges, I set the dish down and she looked at it, and I looked at her and she just gave me like this death look, and I was like, great, she hates it already, she's never tried it. And come to find out, she was the one that gave us the highest marks.
Wow.
She was just like, your dish, when I looked at it, it was kind of simple. But she goes, that's what I loved about it. It was so clean, and the flavors came through. You know, you could really taste the sweet potatoes and the lemon thyme brown butter, and it all kind of complemented each other. So yeah, it was a good dish.
That's really something neat to accomplish. It seems like whenever we interview chefs on From the Source, in the last 6 months to a year, especially, I really hear over and over, we're really trying to keep, you know, really honor the fish, just keep the flavors of the fish there, minimal sauces and heavy things that, you know, we used to do in the culinary world. So.
Right, especially in the, you know, the time of the contest was, I guess, in spring, it was early spring. So, I mean, obviously we were, you know, going with that in mind as well, not just, you know, if it was, you know, in November or December, we would, you know, maybe go a different route, but...
Yeah. Keep it light for the summer and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and 1908 Provisions, is it known for serving a lot of seafood dishes as well?
We do. We've... you know, obviously done some crab cakes, and we do snapper, and we do another redfish dish on our night menu. We do a sweet potato crusted redfish over goat cheese Delta grits and a little Creole honey mustard, and that's like one of our top sellers.
It sounds so, I've never heard of that before. And the combination, actually, you know, it sounds funny at first, but it just sounds really delicious.
Yeah, well, again, that's all, you know, the grits are made by hand in Water Valley, about 2 hours from here. Sweet potatoes are local. You know, Vardaman is the, I guess, the official sweet potato capital, or one claim anyway.
Okay.
You know, the redfish, and so it's, everything is kind of from the South, and we sell a lot of that. A lot of snapper and crab meat, amberjack.
Okay.
And we change our menus here, you know, probably 4 or 5 times a year. So we have kind of a smaller menu, you know, about 9 entree items. So we just kind of change it with what we can get. You know, we, you know, chefs get tired of kind of cooking and looking at the same stuff. So.
Well, and it sounds like you're going with what's in season and what, you know, what fish is, fish or shellfish is.
Right.
You know, and so you're using mainly local seafood, or?
Yes, mostly everything from the Gulf. We do get certain items. You know, if I get salmon, I'll get Scottish salmon, or get, you know, high quality, you know, flounder. I like to get flounder from the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm.
Try to keep it southern if I can.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get some, you know, grouper off the coast of Florida. But yeah, we try to get everything pretty much from this area. And a lot of the bigger companies that we use seafood, a New Orleans Fish House, for example, get, you know, they get obviously a lot of things out of the Gulf, so there's always plenty.
So where do you, which distributors or suppliers do you use to get, you know, not only local seafood, but obviously you're needing to get some from other areas?
Yeah, we do Halperin's. They're based out of Atlanta, and they're big all throughout, all over, really, I guess, Southeast. You know, and one thing that they have that's really cool is it's not just seafood related, but they do a Southeast Family Farms Co-op. There's a little area, kind of like the Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia border, that's just a co-op of just, you know, community farmers that get together, and Halperin's takes their products and sells them, you know,
Okay.
So, you know, not just seafood, which I get, you know, local, but I can also get, you know, pork and duck and just different items that...
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that these guys are raising in the area. So it's really nice. It's, you know, it's become so popular now, eating local. But it really does make an impact, I think, on especially those communities. I mean, those people in that area, you know, have a national company that's helping them, you know, sell the product.
Exactly.
So for us, I mean, I'll pay a little more if I have to, just, you know, to get a good product. It's, you know, hormone free and naturally raised and allowed to roam, and not just be kept.
Yes. And I assume your customers are sophisticated enough to understand that, and they're willing to pay a little more for that quality.
Well, especially now with, I guess, you know, everybody has a smartphone and Food Network, and everybody has an opinion on food now. So it's, you know, it's, people can really do their homework as well, and be more informed and make choices for themselves based on all the information that's out there. So,
of course.
Yeah.
So, is that the biggest trend you notice in as far as seafood goes, is people looking for local, or are there other things that, other trends that seem pretty important right now?
Well, I mean, it's, I think local and fresh and kind of light seems to be kind of the seasonal, I guess, is a better way to put it. Is people that I think are, for me, when I go out to eat, I think people should, you know, like myself, like to try things that I haven't tried before, or not just get same old, same old. So we try to do dishes that, you know, people, to encourage them to try different items. You know, I did some snapper one time with sauteed shiitake mushrooms and quinoa and bok choy and a little Chardonnay broth. You know, just something different. And, you know, that's like, you know, quinoa is so popular now, too, that, you know, all the different ingredients, you know, farro and barley and all these items that, you know, were not really commonplace, you know, 8 years ago, or, you know, you see quinoa, you know, on a lot of menus now. You know, it's probably be at McDonald's in 2 years, you know, so it just takes time for everything to trickle down, you know.
That's right. Well, that's so true. We are seeing a lot of that, so it's neat that people are interested in health, because seafood fits right into that, and you know, and it's nice to see the government recommending people eat more seafood as well. So
yeah, I actually did a seafood cook-off in D.C. when I flew up for that as a result of winning the contest. I got invited to go to D.C. and to cook for an organization up there, and yeah, it's really, and everybody's, you know, they were really concerned about, you know, wild caught Mm-hmm. You know, it's really make a big difference between that farm-raised seafood.
Hmm. Yes. Well, and people are wanting sustainable seafood.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think that's everything we had. Anything else you would like to add today?
Well, I mean, we're going down August 2nd to cook against 20 other chefs, I believe, and I think we've kind of decided we'll just stick with the same dish. Maybe church it up just a little bit, add a little maybe watermelon radish to it and the pea shoots or something.
Wow.
We have, you know, quite decided what our secret ingredient will be just yet. But we'll pretty much kind of go with that and just kind of, again, you know, kind of keep it simple and light. Hopefully the flavors will pull through and do it again for us.
Yeah, why fix something that isn't broke, basically? I mean, it works so well for you. So, congratulations again. And that's quite an accomplishment. And it's great to, you know, raise awareness of local Mississippi seafood at the same time. So,
we think so anyway.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for being with us and have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you.